If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
By Chicago in Lincoln, June 17th. Chicago at Pinewood Bowl. 464-568-5. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. What was that?
What was that?
Is it like,
Shooter McGavin?
That was Shooter.
Shooter McGavin.
Shooter.
It's all you, big man.
Big man. What year, Jake?
1972.
Oh, what was that, Bill?
Better times.
Oh, God.
What would our mission statement be, Steve?
Oh, God, you know what it is.
What is it?
Sports talk and better times. God.
Oh,
72.
Jake, 72. That's, again, it falls right into the classic of, hey, we're going to do this song quick. Do you guys want to listen in? Mm. How about the orchestra, the band? There's muted horns. I want you to think about that.
Thinking about it.
Man selling ice cream, singing Italian songs.
What a performance.
Chicago. I can see this album cover.
Can you?
I can see it. Yes, I can. Jake, that's incredible. does anyone know what time it is? It's probably my favorite Chicago song ever. This is incredible. 1972. It's walk-up music.
Is it?
It will be very five-ish probably in 5 to 4 to 6-ish for the general crowd breakers like that. For me, it's incredible. It's a 9001.
Ooh, whoa, okay.
9001 Chicago slam dunk. Wow.
I will not go that high only because it is. Bill, I bet you've heard that song. I've heard it, yeah. I don't know, 12,000 times.
12,000 times. Knew every word.
Yeah.
From 1972.
I think we both have heard it enough that we could play in the horn section and
pull a shot. Give it a shot. Muted horns.
Could, yeah. Give it a shot. If someone said, hey, you guys know when to come in? Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I know right when to
100%.
Come in. Yeah, right when to fade in.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know all the words. You know every single word to the song. Because you've heard it. You started hearing it when you were 6.
Exactly. Exactly. It was playing. Parents were playing.
Right.
It was on it was an album. It was a 33.
Yeah, when you're driving with your mom and dad, it was on the radio.
Yeah, the radio.
Jake,
yeah.
I'm serious now. I'm not joking around.
I don't doubt that.
I never thought it was that great of a song. I recognize the talent and
the artistry.
I do recognize the artistry. Never, like, to me, it was sort of boring though. It was when it came on, I was kind of like, okay, let's get this one over with and get to Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah.
You know, but
a little bit of that.
Yeah,
the artistry what raised it so high for me.
One, you are a man of the arts.
Yes, I am.
I'll go 7.6.
Okay.
Solid. I'm going to say Rudy's going to be a 4-2.
5-1.
You're starting to know Rudy.
Yeah, figuring Rudy out.
Getting a feel for it.
Rudy.
Anything from the text line, Jay?
Let's go to YouTube first, then the text line.
Okay.
The Clam Dog, 8.8. East Lincoln West.
Clam Dog. Yeah. Some of these names are incredible.
He says Banger, 8.8.
Nice. Thank you.
Clam Dog.
East Lincoln West, a 9. Mm-hmm. Jeremy says he's never heard the song before on YouTube. How old are you, Jeremy? Chime in.
Yeah.
6?
He's got to be 6 or 7.
on his YouTube channel.
10 at the tops.
He's never heard. We're not making fun of him.
No.
It's just amazing you haven't heard.
Well, just remember, don't ever, you know, disparage anyone. Schaefer had never heard Convoy. So that was the biggest one that's ever in the history. So what
I don't,
you just
I don't
said,
get
Jeremy,
that
what
still.
You just said, that doesn't shock me at all. Just try sitting here when Schaefer said he'd never heard Convoy.
I still don't understand
before.
How that's possible for Schaefer.
Like C.W. McCall.
Albert, 9.8. Troy, 5.5. Bolt, Better Times, 9.2.
Bolt, your boys.
Genghis, 9. Going way back, 4th grade. Better Times for Genghis, he said.
The Corn.
Jacob says, 20. Chicago is the most underrated band of all time.
It's underrated. It is.
text line here. Sean and DeWitt, 9.5. I sing it often, he said.
Nice.
Sing that song often.
Wow.
DeWitt.
We got John and Lincoln, 5. That's an oldie. Kennedy, 7.5. Jake and Hickman, 7.9. Great song. Lyle in Omaha, 6.5.
Lyle.
Kyle and Hooper, 7.9. Robert, 7.9. Hooey Clemens,
Bird!
7!
Yeah, thank you,
nice
Bird.
Nice score from Bird.
Thank you, Bird.
Hey, good job, guys.
Where were you yesterday, you. Bird? We missed you yesterday.
Bird.
See you on the text line yesterday,
just
Bird.
Just been vacationing.
Gavin and Pender, 8.5.
Thank you, Gavin.
Hey, could you get to 28 songs that you know by Chicago?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
drill that we did was one of the most remarkable drills in the history of music.
Could you do that with the Rolling Stones?
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
28 songs that you know and could sing.
28 that I would know, not 28 that I could sing.
Okay.
That's what I would, how I'd
the
put
Stones
it.
The Stones are a band that I think you could come close to doing it.
I think I could.
I didn't try. I haven't tried the exercise, but I think maybe.
Try that. Chris the Well Driller, 8.9. That's a new one for. I haven't seen him
Chris
before.
The Well Driller.
Okay, good. We need new breakers.
I haven't seen him.
Yes.
What do you call it?
Build a breaker.
Build a breaker. Kelly and Lincoln, 7.5.
We need hydration. He's building the wells.
Jennifer, 8.1. Hubby, 6.3. They say happy song. Dig
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
They dig
That's
it.
Right in their wheelhouse, too. Talk about someone who's heard that song a lot. Those guys heard
Jennifer
that.
Jennifer and Hubby.
Yeah, a lot.
Yep.
Jared from Ord, 4.3 on that one.
God, we got an Ord listener.
Love Ord. By the way, Bird said he was hungover yesterday, so he was not listening to this
on
show.
A Monday.
He was hungover on a
Sunday
Monday.
Sunday fun day. Got
wow.
him.
All right.
Okay. Bro. Sunday fun day, got him.
Bert was hungover.
At least he's
How about that
at least
one?
Admitting that. He admits it. Thank you, Bert.
Just make it to work on Monday. I didn't. That's hammered.
Were
on
you at
Sunday.
The Lark Bar by any chance?
The Lark. Is that in Columbus, I'm assuming?
Yes, right on the highway. That's where I used to go. I would go to the St. Bonaventure's Church and grab a church program,
yeah.
Put it in my back pocket, and go to the Lark Bar and tell my mom I went to church.
Great sermon today.
Put the program down on the kitchen table. Yep, I went.
Yeah, song of the day again. Saturday in the Park by Chicago from 1972. It is time
72
for Bill's Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else... He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
If you're looking for a remodel within your home, there's one place to call. Steinert Contracting.
One place.
Kitchen, bathrooms, whole house remodels. They do additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting our Bill's Thrills sponsor.
You're in the 80 percentile probably of people sitting around going, there's something we'd like to change at our house. What do we do? How do we look at it? There's 80% of people are going like, no, I wouldn't mind this little change to the house. What can we get done? It's real simple. have Randy Diner come out. He'll bring Hayden with him, his top assistant.
Okay.
And they'll come out and they'll do a free consultation of what can be done and how things are happening. So it'd be incredible.
Better than doing it yourself.
Well, yeah, because timely, time fashion. And then he lays it out. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the time we're going to be. Here's when so-and-so is going to be. Here's when I'm going to be. Here's the time. It's not going to be like going like, hey, Randy, you're coming at 8, right? Well, 8-ish, 9:30, 10 maybe. No, he'll be there at 7:59. That's the time he said he would be there. That's the difference. The timeline is in the,
I hear
the insane communication is ridiculous. What we got now, Jake?
Bugaboo Tuesday.
Things that bother me.
Okay. Without further ado, here's the flip. There's the flip.
Flip has been done. The cover up makes me throw up. The cover up makes me throw up.
Jeez.
But I understand HD in demand. I can't stand that everything on TV now, you have to talk into your glove, into your hands, into a towel, into something. Everybody who talks on TV and sports now or anything, they cover their mouth. Everything is covered. Steve, you look baffled at what I'm saying right now. If you watch any sort of sports now, nobody talks. Everybody has to be.
I know what you're talking about.
You watch it on NBA. You watch it everywhere. Everyone's talking. Everything is covered up. They cover their mouth for what they're saying.
Coaches and athletes.
And part of it is because of HD. TVs are so good now. Anything that is said is immediately translated.
This is brilliant.
And it just drives me nuts. And we're living in this world. Did you ever worry about what Jack Nicklaus said on the golf course in 1974? No, because you couldn't see it. Didn't really care.
Because that was better times.
It was better times. There's no covering your mouth. Now if you look, everyone has to cover their mouth when they do it. It started some when I used to laugh about in the NFL. You have to cover your mouth when you're calling plays because someone from across the field is going to lip read, and then they're going to be able to tell the defense of what play is coming with it.
Is that real or not?
Not real. No, not really. No, it's like really in real time, you're going to look over there and watch the call he just made, and then also you're going to be able to relay that into your defense within, 0.5 seconds to get it
brilliant.
To your defense?
We could spend an hour on this topic.
But,
now I know exactly what you're talking about.
But they
about.
Do it. Everything is this right here. Everything is.
You know what else it is?
What's
it's like post game when players are talking to each other.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone, everything is talk. This right here all the time. When coaches go out to the mound, they're in a glove. When a coach goes out, you'll see the pitching coach go out immediately. Hand goes to the mouth.
Isn't that okay?
Hand goes to the mouth because what? I don't know. What are they saying to him? I don't know. But
that's age old, though. Now,
that's happened for a long time.
Now, I know what you're talking about, a more recent phenomenon.
Oh, it's everywhere. You cover your mouth at all times because now everything now also can be – everything now can be what? They can do – there's two things. One, they can pick up on what you said. Next, they can take – you saw the words, how they changed the words in AI, and they make you say stupid stuff.
Right.
They Brian Ferentz stuff like that. I mean, so all these things. So
you know what he's talking about?
I do.
So part of it, I don't blame. Like I said, I said like that. But I understand HD and demand.
People
but just
lip read.
But the whole thing is just out of control. That nobody all of a sudden.
I've noticed it for a year.
You'll
right?
see people in the mall walking by now. Pretty soon, be like, I want this with their hand over their mouth talking. It drives me absolutely
carrying
nuts.
A place
that's where we're at. So
you've picked up on a trend. You definitely, I'd say it's been in the last 2 years.
Last 2 years is when it's just taken off where everybody has to talk in that direction for what's being said. Cause someone's like, well, someone read it. They lip read what you said and not they're even saying bad things. We should be doing our show pretty quick like that. Everyone has to cover your mouth, even though it's video recorded.
Baseball's been happening. I mean, I would have loved to hear what. I've heard some of the stuff that Rob Childress would tell pitchers, and it's beyond hilarious, but very inappropriate. I've noticed exactly what you're talking about. You see it on the sidelines. I'm annoyed after games when players meet each other to wish each other well, whatever they're saying, because you don't know.
Tell you a big
one.
They do this. Go to every meeting of the starting quarterbacks that always talk after a game. They go to shake hands. Immediately, hand goes to the mouth and to their ear, so no one can see what they're saying. Did you see what Burrow said to Mahomes? Or see what Mahomes said to Burrow? Like that, everything is completely
right.
And so those things, it just drives me nuts that there is
bug-a-boo.
Nothing. It's a bugaboo. Anything
because
Jake?
Well, like Andy Reid and Sean McVay for a long time have done the cover up to their face. You have a problem with those guys doing that?
Who?
The coach,
you have a problem?
Andy Reid and Sean McVay, the head coach of the Chiefs.
Well, they've done it forever.
I
have a really hard time believing that in real time that they can sit there and say, watch what they're saying, and then someone can say it. You'd have to have somebody reading it at an insane rate. They just called this, this, and this. Or they called this, and then it's
they
like,
trace it back. And then to build it on
to get the information, you might be able to trace it back.
Yeah.
I get it. They talk into it. I'm not sure. I'm guaranteed at some point in time, I talked into mine too, just out of like a habit or something. Yeah. To say that I didn't do that, I wouldn't say that I didn't do that. I do know this. I was never doing it thinking that Indiana is going to get this call. What I'm saying right now is going to happen. You know.
That part of your bugaboo doesn't bother me as much as just the
normal. That one
normal,
doesn't bother me as much.
The
really doesn't.
Like coaches hiding what they're saying doesn't bother me nearly as much as two guys sitting on the bench.
I saw
late
the one.
The game,
there was one the other day. The
and
fever.
Doing that.
Yeah. It was Caitlin Clark was talking to one of her teammates on the bench because she was injured, and they had mouths covered up to talk to each other.
It also
pains me that you have to do that.
I know.
Because if you don't, if you said anything like that, just random, you know, smart comment like that, it's kind of funny, and all of a sudden, boom, that's blowing up too. So it goes both ways. It pains me more of society that we have to cover up our mouths than anything. And
then
it's going to be AI. It's going to be it's going to be sent out everywhere. This is what was said. All those things.
Because it's not better times.
No. Chicago never once.
People are always watching.
If you were sitting around in a nightclub with say Chicago's there and Steppenwolf and they're talking to each other, they didn't cover their mouths.
Didn't have to.
Anything, Jake, from this text line?
Someone says the pirate Mike Leach never covered his mouth. He just signaled in the same six hand signals. He wouldn't care what people said about him or what he was saying.
It's true. The pirate
Earl Weaver or Billy Martin would never cover their mouths. Joel in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Earl Weaver.
Yes.
Better times.
Better times.
Billy Martin, better times. Remember when you'd watch the Saturday game when the Yankees were on and you'd pretty much get a Billy Martin show?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Yes.
He was hot-headed.
He got fired like seven times from the Yankees. Like fired like seven times.
Keep him away.
Steinbrenner.
Fire him and bring him back. Like sometimes the same year.
All right,
year.
Billy, come on.
All right.
Better times.
Better times.
God, that was better times. I had Reggie Jackson, Craig Nettles. Hello? Willie Randolph.
Imagine going out to talk to Goose Gossage. Think he covered his mouth? No.
No.
Think he's concerned? No. Anything else, Jake?
No.
What's the headline we could do again? A whole hour on
the headline again, please, Bill.
The cover-up makes me throw up, but I understand HD in demand.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by...
That was pretty hardcore headline.
Kinder contract.
It did catch my attention to throw up. The cover-up makes me throw up.
When we come back, hour two, how much does extensive losing drain a player's love for a sport? That's next, an early break in the ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.